Proclamation number 7516 of 7th of February, 1960. Redesigned to love. My love for you lasts forever. You did indeed once denounce your love for me. You rejected my illumination of love. But nevertheless this was not able to diminish my love for you, for it still blazes with the greatest fervor because my fundamental nature is love and will forever be nothing else. You are therefore likewise love. Sparks which radiated from my primal fire and which will also eternally remain nothing but sparks of love. But they are outside of the primeval fire because you strayed from me of your own accord and thus distanced yourselves from me through your will. And since your will is respected from my side, my love also leaves you untouched, i.e., it relinquishes its effect in view of the resistance you oppose me. Only when you give up your resistance will the repelling of my strength of love on your part diminish, and only then will it be possible for my love to have an ever stronger effect on you again, that you will be able to feel it again and that you will be blissfully happy to be illuminated by my love again, as it was in the beginning. But complete union with me is the first condition for this. Your voluntary approach to me must have been accomplished. You must freely want and strive to be united with me and open yourselves to me through this will, thus desire and accept my illumination of love. And thus you must consciously enter into contact with me. Your will must be completely devoted to me. Your thinking must be concerned with me. You must always lead your way of life in the awareness of my will. You must give yourselves completely to me, submit yourselves to my will and thus constantly live consciously in view of me as your God and Father from eternity. And thus you will see from this that the human being must also occupy himself with me in thought, that he cannot exclude me from his thinking. That he therefore takes the path to me without any compulsion, yearns for me and trusts me that I accept him, that I also unite with him. And he will also muster this trust when he remembers that I am love, that profound love unites me with every one of my living creations, that this bond has not been revoked on my part either, it only has to be established on your part, because it was you yourselves who willingly severed it. Therefore, the human being must remember his actual task in earthly life, which consists of uniting with me, and he must fulfill this task at all times, every day and every hour. By only ever raising his thoughts to me and wanting me to take care of him as long as he dwells on earth. The firm will to reunite with me, from whom the soul once separated, will also guarantee the union, for the will alone is enough for me to keep him from falling into the abyss again, to pull him up and to place his soul into the original state again where love united us, which is the original nature of both of us. It is enough for the human being to change himself into love. Then he will also take on his original nature again and then my never-ending love will be able to radiate through him completely again and prepare him for the beatitudes he felt in the beginning. For my flow of love will now continuously radiate into the being again, which found union with me and will also never ever give it up again. For love has found its way back to the original love again and it can now experience eternal happiness as it did in the beginning. Amen.